previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It is exactly 8:15, and as promised, it's time for us to chat service delivery.
Yep, as is customary on Algoa FM Breakfast, every fortnight we present the Mayor's Minutes, where you get to direct those service delivery questions or queries to the Executive Mayor, Mr. Mabapanga. Because the Mayor, however, is still recovering from the serious motor vehicle accident of 2 weeks ago, we're joined by his spokesperson this morning, Councillor Leander Kruger, who will be answering on his behalf. Good morning, Councillor.
Morning, team. Thanks for having me.
Councillor, it would be remiss of me not to ask, or to kick off rather, by asking how the mayor is doing. How is he?
Thank you. The mayor is recovering well. He is still in hospital. He's been moved to a regular ward. We look forward to him being discharged soon and being back in office very, very soon.
Fantastic. That sounds like good news. All right. Back on to service delivery. Question coming through from Alan. He says, we need a speed bump on Short Road Warmer between 13th and 14th Avenue. It's like a racetrack, he says. Now, Councillor, I think there are several spots in Nelson Mandela Bay that could do with a speed hump or two. Alan is asking specifically for Short Road in Warmer. But if you wouldn't mind just sharing with us what the process is for anyone applying for a speed bump wherever they may be.
So speed bumps are something which is quite contentious, actually. You'd think that you know, some people want speed bumps, and often people don't want speed bumps in their community. So what the municipality has done is there is a policy for traffic calming measures which governs the process that needs to be followed. And the first port of call is that there needs to be a petition drawn up with signatures of at least 80% of the residents in a particular road agreeing to the traffic calming measure or the speed bump being implemented. Then this petition is given to the ward councillor's office, who forwards it to the relevant department. There's a huge demand for speed bumps, and there's a backlog and limited funding available. So there's priority given to these in terms of the policy. Now, the five different priorities in terms of the traffic calming policy of the municipality is, firstly, priority is given to speed bumps that will form part of an area-wide traffic management plan based on accidents, statistics, and documented history of traffic safety problems. The second priority is then speed bumps located near public amenities such as schools or creches or churches. The third priority is if there's a scientifically proven excessive speeding in that particular area. The fourth priority is if there is excessive or intrusive traffic in a particular area. And then the fifth one is if there's an engineering analysis which has justified the traffic calming solution. So the request can also only be entertained if there is budget availability for speed bumps which have been allocated to the specific ward. If there is no budget available, it is then placed on what is called the ward IDP, the integrated development plan, so that future budget allocation can be given towards those traffic calming measures.
Councillor, the next query or question comes from Clint. He says, almost every single street light down Target Kloof are flickering or not working at all, including the new lights that were installed about a year ago. Three light poles have been knocked down and still lying in the middle of the pavement. When will this be cleared up and fixed? This is a hotspot for accidents, especially in the dark, says Clint.
So thanks for the question. And yes, Target Kloof is one of those areas which traffic calming measures or some kind of integrated traffic plan is required. I've spoken to the Roads and Transport Department, and they've identified this specific road, Target Kloof, as being problematic with regards to speeding and vehicle accidents. And one of the measures to assist with curbing this is that the tender for a contract for traffic cameras is in its final stages, and it will be in effect soon. So this means very soon there's going to be cameras for speeding to track people in that particular street, and this will go a long way towards curbing speeding. Then the department is also looking at various other interventions and looking at ways that they can implement other interventions regarding speeding in the area and how to better manage driver behavior. Speed bumps may not be appropriate, but there are other measures that they can introduce. And then the lights that have been mentioned, these are on the priority list for repair as soon as possible.
Another question here from Anthea. It says, hi, my hubby drove up Mount Road in Port Elizabeth and there was an ugly pothole that was not covered or no warning sign. His tire is completely damaged and had to put on a spare. How can we report this or put a claim in by the municipality?
So the pothole mentioned, I've escalated this pothole and it will be repaired as a matter of urgency by the end of the week. So the process that needs to be followed for claiming from the municipality, let me first of all say it is quite a lengthy process because there is an investigation that does need to take place. But the documentation that is required from a resident to be submitted to the municipality is, firstly, you need to submit an affidavit, which would include the date, the time, the exact location, and summary of events that transpired. You need to submit three quotations as to the damage that has been incurred, then a photo of the damage or the incident at the site, as well as then the fourth one is a certificate of your vehicle registration. And then this can then be forwarded to the municipality. There's an email address that it can be sent to. It's legalrec, so legal REC, at mandelametro.gov.za.
All right, here's another one regarding potholes. However, it does have a little bit of a twist. It's from Kim. She says, could you advise on when our potholes along Welcome Avenue on Old Seaview and Upper Seaview will be filled? Residents have had to fill potholes themselves numerous times. When we ask, and this is the twist, when we ask about this, we're told that they're not municipal but national roads, which is why they don't fix them.
That's a very, very good question. I think it's important that we do explain that often our residents are not aware, especially in our peri-urban areas, that the roads don't belong to the metro. So your areas that are mentioned there, like Seaview, Colleen Glen, Seascombe, Krakakama, all of those peri-urban areas, those roads are provincial government roads. So these specific roads, I have referred them to the ward council for follow-up, but Kim is correct, and that the roads in the peri-urban area that she mentions belongs to the provincial government. They don't belong to the metro. Now, what does this mean? This means that legally, the metro is unable to carry out any work on these. It's not their property. They're not legally entitled to do any work on it. There is a small team that the provincial department has that carries out maintenance on those roads, but it's quite a large area that they have responsibility for. Now, the ward councils have a good relationship with these teams, with these officials, and they do regularly report to them, and when there's budget availability, that they go and repair those roads. Now, the MMC for Roads and Transport and Metro is currently engaging with the provincial government and with the MMC for Roads and trying to find out a solution to best remedy this kind of situation, and find ways in which the local government and the provincial government can work together so that residents don't end up in a situation such as Kim mentions of having to repair their own potholes. So there are solutions currently being sought as to how we can streamline such a process. And in the interim, the ward council will be taking those specific roads up that have been mentioned with the team from the province.
All right, Councillor, the influx of messages coming through speak to the enormous service delivery issues which still need to be tackled, which means, of course, your work here is not done. You've got so much to do, you guys, as a municipality, but we thank you for taking the time to chat to us. We are going to bank some of these for not this Wednesday, coming Wednesday, the next Wednesday, because our feature is fortnightly, and we will then forward those to you accordingly. But thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us and for all the work that you guys are putting in.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.